safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it 100, spit it out your mouth.
Everybody, the show, man. Hey, everybody, tuning into the show, man. K1's Internet Radio, man. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 236. Starting a new segment. And how can I best describe it? It's the bullshit that's going on in the news today. So you know, some of the shit to make you want to scream. So my new segment. Really though. You like that? Let me do it again. Hold, here it is. Really though. What's the background music? Okay, let's get it, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show, man. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard, man. Everybody, welcome to the show, man. Thanks for tuning in. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100Radio, man. Welcome everybody that's going to be on the phone lines. And welcome everybody that's going to be listening to the show. This new segment. Really though. It's basically something. I'm going into like what I'm doing with K100. I'm going to still have like the specific topics that I'm going to be talking about on the show, but I've got this new way of doing things when I'm doing it in the segment. This is to make sure that every facet of K100 gets addressed and, you know, balanced out. So I wanted the show to be like half talk and half music when I first started, and then I went way more talk than music. And then people was like, yo, man, I mean, I like your show, man, but, you know, I thought you was trying to, you know, get some exposure, you know what I'm saying, get some artists, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, yeah, you know, you're right. So then I started doing the music segments, but then I got away from those, not got away from talking, but then some of the people who really love my show for the shit I be talking about when I be going ham on the show, they was like, well, all you doing is playing music now. I mean, I used to listen to your show because I used to like the shit you talk about, you feel me? So I gotta have balance, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times on some of the other shows, we would talk about, like, what we were talking about. Then we would mix in, like, kind of, sort of, at the end of the show, you know, what's going on in the news or whatever. And people used to like that about the show. Some people would just hang around to the end of the show because they used to like when we go ham at the end of the show and talk about this. So what I'm doing now is I'm dedicating the whole show to talking about shit that's actually going on in the real world. You feel what I'm saying? And this new segment that I got... Really though, it's gonna be addressing basically. This is my new sound effect, so you know I go ham with the sound effects. I'm gonna be doing that repeatedly all night. Right? But the point of it is this, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be doing these segments, everything breaking down into segments, and I'm gonna have a specific topic. But really though, is basically for the callers and stuff, people wanna call in and talk about the shit they be seeing in the news, you know. That's going on like right now. I've got a whole bunch of crazy shit that I've been seeing going on, basically, man. You feel me? And you know, if you know the history of K1 in the radio, this is episode 236. We didn't just start this. So if you go back and look at the show page at www.blogtalkradio.com/K1's radio, you'll see we talk about everything, man. We talk about sex. Absolutely 100% we talk about sex. You feel what I'm saying? Really though? Oh, my chick. Where's my chick? I gotta have my chick. I got a whole bunch of stories lined up talking about women's sex. I'll load it up in a minute. I gotta have my fucking thing. When we talk about sex, politics, shit that concerns black people only. Like, you know, black people have a whole set of issues that we deal with outside of white people. Then we talk about entertainment news. We talk about, like, what's going on with the stars, what's going on with the new hip-hop people, you know what I'm saying, what's going on with hip-hop, you feel me? And all of that. So I'm combining all of that into one segment called, once again, Really Though? Really Though. Because a lot of the shit, it's like some of the news nowadays, man, it'd be like fiction, like shit you can't make up. Like, for instance, all right? A 67-year-old Florida woman was found beaten, strangled, and hidden beneath the Christmas presents in her home today. 67-year-old, somebody beat her, strangled her, and then, you know, stuffed her up under the Christmas tree like a present. Really, though? Seriously, dog? Really? I mean, it's not bad enough that you killed the motherfucker, strangled, and beat this motherfucking 60-year-old motherfucking woman, but then you put her up under the motherfucking Christmas tree like a motherfucking Christmas present, nigga? Really, though? Who does that? Who does that? You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, I don't... Half of the shit I be reading, I don't even know if this shit be made up sometimes. I be having to make sure, you know, that shit ain't really coming off of, like, that it ain't coming off of, like, The Onion. If you know what The Onion is, it's like fake. It's a real news agency, but they take real stories and twist them and turn them into, like, funny comedy. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like The Daily Show, but it's like a print version of it. But I get it all the time. I get emails from them, and it should be funny. They take the shit that really happened and twist it into some funny shit. And half of the shit I be seeing, like, I be thinking, is that shit on The Onion? Is that shit made up? Did a motherfucker really beat and choke a 6-7-year-old woman and then stuff her under the motherfucking Christmas tree, nigga? Like she a Christmas present. And all I can just step back and say, look, but seriously? Really, though? That's all I can say to it, man. I mean, because... I don't know, man. I don't know. Another story that I saw that really just really fucking tripped me out. And on the Really Dope episodes, I'm gonna be going to the phone lines frequently to just, you know, whenever you want to chime in about some shit, just hit the number one and be like, yo, seriously, because I'm gonna go to the phone lines a lot more frequently and let you guys talk about this retarded shit that's going on out here. But yeah, 67. This is in Columbia, South Carolina. Matter of fact, I got an 843 on the phone line. Hold on. 843, what to do?
Not much, man. I'm on lunch break. What it is, man?
So this story that I'm reading now, I'm talking about, this is the first episode of Really Though. Really Though? you feel what I'm saying? And I'm talking about, since you're from the 843, home in South Carolina, basically, this happened in South Carolina, Columbia. A 67-year-old Florida woman was found beaten, strangled, and then hidden beneath the Christmas presents in her home like she was a gift.
Really, though?
Really, though? Really? Really, though? Really, though?
Really, though? Damn, man.
I mean, what do you say to that? What do you do? What do you do to when you come up? I mean, you just murdered a motherfucker. What kind of sick motherfucker does that? What do you got to say about that? I mean,
there's a lot of sick shit that's been going on. Like, especially, you know what you need to hit on? That child, that 7-year-old child that was in Atlanta found in that,
Oh, I got
you. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I see that shit on the news. I mean,
that's just ridiculous. I got the audio for that and everything. That shit is so fucking, yo, man. That story is so sickening. And the crazy part about that is, this is what I hate about that story. I'm going to get to that in a minute. But what I hate about that story is, the motherfucker that did it, and you see this shit all the time, all the fucking time. The motherfucker that did it was the motherfucker that people always felt was weird. Everybody in that car, he was the maintenance man, okay? Everybody in the complex was like, this dude is weird. Everybody's telling the motherfucking management at the place, yo, dude is weird, he's crazy, I get a bad vibe. Why the fuck is he still work there? Why is he still there? I know, and this is America. Alright, you can't just willy-nilly arrest anybody just because they're weird. It's not against the law to be weird. But what I'm saying is, if you know you got that kind of motherfucker lurking around there, you know what I'm saying? Why your kids outside, like, unsupervised like that, though? You know what I mean? Like, I live in an apartment complex now. You feel me? And even when I didn't, it was the last house I lived, it was a weirdo that was in the neighborhood. And that was the main reason, that one person, that one dude, was the reason why my kids weren't allowed to go out past the yard. I had to cross the street where I could see them and bring their motherfucking ass back. Not that I'm just overly protective, but that motherfucker, when he moved, I actually let them go walk down the street a little bit to their other friend's house and shit, because it was just that one, when I, why nobody ain't, why are they letting their kids out? And they, and everybody now, all of a sudden, it's been noted that everybody thought he was weird. Everybody knew it was him as soon as it happened. Well, what the fuck y'all let the kids go outside and play around with no supervision and shit for? Fuck out of here. I mean, seriously, dog.
Really, though?
So what, I mean, I don't know. But stepping somebody up under the Christmas tree, what do you say to that? I don't know.
I mean, there's a word for it, man. It's just outright crazy, man. I mean, yeah, you're right. This is America, but you know that ain't no excuse, because it could just happen anywhere but America. I really don't know. I mean, when you see shit on the news, you just look in amazement and just be like, really though?
Yeah.
I mean,
really.
That's all you can do is just really look at that shit and just be like,
nothing.
Really.
You can say the half of the shit. I mean, you know, I'm gonna read on with this story. You feel me? Patty Michelle White, she's 40, from York, South Carolina. She's being held in the York County Jail on fugitive charges, and she was expected to be extradited Tuesday to Florida to face the murder charge. Authorities said the body of Michelle O'Dowd of Jacksonville was discovered by the twin brother Phil. All right. So it happened in Jacksonville, but the chick got arrested in South Carolina. My bad. She killed the lady in Jacksonville, but they found her ass in goddamn South Carolina. So she actually committed the murder in Jacksonville. She's getting extradited from South Carolina up there. So and she basically, her twin brother, this is your twin sister. You come home, you're going over to visit, you know, he said the door was open and the house was ransacked. You feel what I'm saying? And I knew something was going to be bad. This is quoting what the brother said when he went in. And when he walked in, he seen the Christmas tree, a big pile of Christmas presents, and her foot just hanging out of the present. Really, though? Bitch, you couldn't cover all the way up, ho? I mean, it's bad enough you beat and straight with the motherfucker and stuck up on the present, bitch. You couldn't cover her all the way up? You just gonna leave one foot just hanging out there just on some movie scene shit, bitch. For real? Really, though? I'm just saying, man. The shit that's going on is crazy. The world is crazy. Straight up. What else is going on in Carolina that's in the news, homie? What you got?
I mean, apart from, you know, I mean, the thing that's going on in South Carolina right now, I mean, there's pretty much going to be like a debate that's going on about, you know, about the corporation called Boeing, to where, you know Boeing, right?
Of course. Yes, I do.
Like Boeing is basically that very very big company, very big job, to where they do like most of like airline stuff. They, you know,
well, they do
like
a lot.
They mainly help.
They do a lot more than people think. That's the problem. That's the thing about Boeing, that no one who isn't really informed. You feel what I'm saying? If you really don't know, you know, if you're not up in your current events, if all you do is sit around and watch fucking 106 and Park and shit, and just get all your news from fucking WorldStar. But I can't really knock WorldStar, because they got like 3 stories on my really though episode tonight.
No, but here's the main thing that's going on in South Carolina right now. Okay, the military college that everybody knows about called the Citadel. All
right.
And I don't know how this was like inspired for some strange reason from the Penn State sex scandal, but there's a dude out there who's one of the top commanders of the Citadel.
Right.
In his own sex scandal, got arrested for it. He admitted to it. So now he admitted to it by molesting like 6 or 7 boys while they were in that college. I mean, and
I mean,
the fact is that, here's the thing, the Citadel has their own type of procedures to where they felt that they didn't have to report it if it could be resolved within their own confines. And I don't know how in the hell that would be, you know, how in the hell that would happen if some shit happens like that, and especially you're in a prestigious military school, it needs to be reported right away, and especially if you got the top commander who's an Air Force general not getting on his P's and Q's about the bullshit, then, of course, that's going to question other people from coming to the Citadel, too.
Well, see, this is the thing about private institutions, man. If we could talk about Penn State a little bit, even though that story is old, but it's not old at the end of the day. It's old, but it is not old. It's really recent. And I have never really just sat and talked about the Penn State shit, so I'll talk about it a little bit. Just like with Penn State, they actually, Penn State actually had, people don't even know the whole story. that was lobbying. This was the this is the most amazing part about the Penn State shit. They had lobbyists lobbying their state government and legislator to make a new law to where they wouldn't even have to give up public record, make knowledge of certain allegations and shit public that happened on the Penn State campus. And they got it passed. That's why half of the fucking evidence ended up being destroyed and nothing could happen to them because of this law that they lobbied after the first time this dude got caught up with the kids. They lobbied and had their state law changed through their state government and actually had it changed. And I think it's because they knew this shit might come back up to bite them. I think deep down, that's why the motherfuckers at Penn State get no love for me. They knew about this so much to the fact that they actually lobbied to get the fucking state law in Pennsylvania changed so that they don't have to release certain public documents as an institution, being as Penn State, you know, being a state institution, because you know it was already set to where private colleges didn't have to, but since Penn State was a state institution, they was open to have their books just looked over and all they, you know, any kind of anything involved with the school could be investigated and looked at. Well, they lobbied their own fucking state legislature and spent millions of dollars to get that law changed. And this was after the first time Sandusky basically was charged. So they already knew. I think they already knew. They seen this storm coming. We don't know the half because half of the shit got destroyed, and legally they were able to do it because they were the ones who were the biggest lobbyists of the new law that just passed not too long. I think it was a couple of years ago when that happened. And they were the number one people who were contributing to the lobbyists who were trying to get that shit overturned. Of course, because you know you got a motherfucking raving child molester on your goddamn books, and this shit might come out one day, so you want to be able to seal all the true fucking dirt. Really? Really though? Really though?
And then you got shit like this with former governor of Chicago, Gregorovich, or however you spell his name, finally got sentenced for 14 years or whatnot.
Okay, I'm mad about that, though. I'm not feeling the fact that Blago got 14 years. What? Come on. Okay, listen.
So what do you think? Do you think that he was actually, do you think he had no play in that corruption thing when they tried to sell off Obama's Senate seat at that time?
Say what now?
I was like, do you feel that he had anything to do with some of Obama's senator at that time when Obama got elected?
I mean, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But these are the facts in the Blagojevich case, okay? For everybody who feels like Blagojevich, whatever the fuck, I hate his name. Whoever thinks that he did 14 fucking years, you have to understand that. Put yourself in the one day this could be you scenario with Blago. I call him Blago because everybody starts calling him Blago. Put yourself in the if this could be you one day scenario when it comes to Blago. Okay, the major thing why I don't feel like this dude should have got 14 years is, just like his lawyer said, a dime of money was never really transferred, dog. At the end of the day, yes, he was a governor. Yes, he was trying to bribe. Yes, they got him red-handed on trying to do some shit. But it never went through. Yes, he was trying to sell the Senate seat. Yes, he was trying to capitalize on that golden opportunity. Yes, but it never happened. The money never changed hands. So what if it was you? What if it was you who one day tried to do some shit? Let's say you thought about robbing the bank. You wrote the note up that you was going to give to the teller. You had the guns in the car. You had the ski mask on. You parked outside. And y'all four niggas with four masks, but then y'all get pulled over on the way to the motherfucker. And then now, instead of just giving you the possession of goddamn criminal possession of a weapon charge, you know, whatever, they want to give you the actual robbery charge, because even though you never really went through with it, he never really got any money. This is my problem with the Blago case, and I'm not saying that he's not a corrupt motherfucker. Definitely doesn't deserve to hold a public office. But my thing is, dude never really got caught. He never did do it for real. He never went through with it because it blew up in his face before he could. So why the fuck is he getting 14 years for lying about it? I get what he was lying. Was it perjury? Perjury on there? I mean, no, they actually got him with the conspiracy shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's the I hate to charge a conspiracy. Period. Point blank. Because I got too many dope boy friends doing time for shit that the folks never could catch him doing. They just they think they got enough people to tell that maybe they think they doing it. And half of them niggas lie when they so-called snitched. You feel what I'm saying? So I don't even like the charge of conspiracy. You feel what I'm saying? Conspiracy is a cop out for a prosecutor who can't catch a motherfucker doing some shit. Period, point blank. So the whole charge of conspiracy to me is just un-American. That's my feeling on the whole thing. The whole shit with conspiracy, any kind of federal conspiracy case, these motherfuckers do not have to prove you did anything. In fact, you just have to prove that you intended to. But if that worked for everybody, then if I thought about robbing the bank, you could lock me up. Because I thought about doing it, and I kind of planned for it, but I just didn't go through with it. That's my problem with Blago's case. All right? Rob Blago, whatever the fuck, however you say his fucking name, you know what I'm saying? He got 14 years of some shit he tried to do. He got 14 years of some shit he tried to do, bro. That's my problem with his case. You feel what I'm saying? I got, matter of fact, hold on a second. And the fucking prosecutor is a bitch. The prosecutor in this case, he one of the motherfucking prosecutors that, I'm telling you, man, you know what I mean? He's a motherfucker because he really, it was personal. And my thing is, he made it a personal vendetta, and your job as a prosecutor is not to try the motherfucker because you don't like him. Your job is to try the motherfucker based on what he did, not because you don't like him. Not because he said, fuck you, I ain't goddamn telling on myself, bitch. And I ain't laying down taking your fucking deal. I'm going to take y'all down, so I'm going to make y'all spend this money and prosecute me. That's not really a reason to end up getting this guy 14 years in prison. I don't, nigga, I'm not prejudiced. Black or white or whatever. Just like I feel like dope boys get too much time for possession of a substance that motherfuckers is coming to them to buy. This is an example of motherfuckers getting too much time for some shit he thought about and tried to do. The shit don't waver for me. I don't go back and forth about what I feel right is wrong. With some shit I feel is unjust, he could be a white motherfucker or a black person. I don't care. 14 years for some shit he tried to do? Fuck out of here, man. Seriously? Really, though? No. I don't agree with that at all. I'm going to play you a little bit of this moment. As you can tell, I got this loaded up. A little bit from my callers of what the prosecutor said today in his triumphant victory. Real quick.
Here for the second time in 5 years to discuss the conviction and sentencing of a governor of Illinois. As Judge Zagel so aptly put it, when a governor goes bad, the fabric of Illinois is torn. There's been too much fabric torn in Illinois. In any state, it would be awful if two governors were convicted in a century. Yet we've seen it happen twice in 5 years. Today's sentence of 14 years on former Governor Blagojevich sends a strong message that the public has had enough and judges have had enough. This needs to stop. To put it very, very simply, we don't want to be back here again.
Judges
and the message that needs to go out to officials who would think about being corrupt is that the consequences, not just for the state, but for people who go corrupt themselves, are severe, appropriately severe. And the message that needs to go out as well is that public officials who would think about being corrupt,
really?
Who would think about asking people to pay them for things, should understand a fear that the public will come forward. And if the public comes forward, the people represented by the people behind me will investigate and prosecute. Jurors will sift patiently through the evidence and convict.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And judges will impose very, very appropriately heavy sentences.
Really though? Really though? You know, what about that one fucking judge, that federal fucking judge, that got a fucking slap on the wrist because he was a fucking federal judge that was drunk driving out there out west, what was it, I think Arizona or somewhere out there, and he fucking ran into those fucking two goddamn college kids, fucking killed them, but he was a fucking a federal appellate court judge. This motherfucker got 2 years fed time. He killed some fucking body. But you're going to try to justify that the feds is going, he was drunk driving and killed the motherfucker, killed one person, severely injured the girl. Okay, drunk driver, supposed to be a fucking judge, and he got 2 fucking years fed time for vehicular homicide. And this motherfucker got 14 years for some shit he thought about doing, he was going to do. The ridiculousness of it. Just ridiculous.
Really, though?
Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. And he was able to, and the worst part about being about the fed prosecutors is they can call for what they want to give you. Even though in the feds there is a mandatory time sentence, a lot of times the feds can push a high, push for more time. And the judge, it's up to the judge sometimes, because there's a minimum, but they can push for more times, and the judge can agree. They just didn't like Blago, because he was like middle finger up, fuck you. But your job isn't about who you like. This is my problem with the dude's conviction. Not with his conviction. He should have went down because he broke the law. He perjured himself. And 5 years max. That's something that he probably should have got 5 years max for. 14 years? That's a lot of fucking time, man. That's a lot of fucking time. Let me go to my next caller, man. 14 years for some shit you tried or thought about doing or conspired to do but never did? Like I said, I got a whole bunch of D-boy goddamn homeboys doing 20 years life off conspiracy, and I'm like, why, nigga, when you got motherfucking child molesters and murderers that get less time? I don't understand it. So just because he white don't mean nothing to change my opinion about that shit. Absolutely not. This is K100 Internet Radio. 337-376, what's poppin' with this?
Whoa, you know what this is?
Oh, what's happening, homie? What it do, man? What's going on?
Dylan, I finally got me a free night off, so you know I had to call in. And then you got
absolutely
a good subject tonight. You
got to
look up my alleyway.
Absolutely. I'm glad you called into the show, man. There's been a lot of fuckery going on in the news. A lot of fuckery.
Yeah, I'm on.
Absolutely. What are you doing?
Something on your wall.
Oh, I see that you. Well, we could talk about that too. The really dope episodes, I'm letting the callers like tell me. I got 478. I see 478. They just chimed in. They want to talk. I'm gonna give you guys free reign to talk about that. You see the news, that's some fuck shit, and we can bring it up.
Hey,
what are you doing?
On wall?
Yeah, that's
on your wall.
Yeah.
That's a bill that's about to be passed. Well, Congress had passed it. They sent it to Obama to where he could veto it. He can keep it going. And from that fucking video, his Obama administration had called for them to take the certain words out of the fucking veto.
Right. In
other words, they're pushing for it.
Right. It basically gives them free reign to, like, make this motherfucker, to declare martial law and really lock this motherfucker down in the case of certain shit that goes on. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
But see, they're doing that to make the certain shit. See, they're putting all the laws in the place. So whenever they do make the shit go bad, and you get banned, so you wonder, well, I get banned. You know, people who's lying, they're going to be like, well, shit, then when you're banned, just not knowing that they're the ones who made the motherfuckers bad for these laws that they put into place earlier so they can be able to use them.
Right, I know. See, they're prepping, I think, with that move, if it passes. I think they're prepping for the worst case scenario if this economy cracks to the point where motherfuckers is like, get it how you live out here. And they goddamn, they finna run up on these rich motherfuckers and start running up in banks and goddamn, you know, just running up on the motherfucking police. And if it gets that bad to where some Wild West shit, they gonna have the right already to just go around randomly locking you niggas up just because you out past 10 type shit. You know what I'm saying? And they can already declare martial law at any given time. They showed you that repeatedly. You feel me? So I mean, at the end of the day, this is nothing more. It's already in the books that they can compare. They can declare martial law anytime they get ready to and call the National Guard in and lock the city down or state if need be. You know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of people don't understand how much power governors have, because the governor can declare martial law over a state before the president can over the country. You feel what I'm saying?
What else they did is they putting it out to where, like, anything you do, you can be labeled as a terrorist.
Yeah.
Like having food in your pantry for more than 7 days worth of food, you can be labeled as a terrorist.
Well,
that's a law. That's a law. Like I was telling you before, I told you that earlier this year, way earlier. The organic food, the law they passed about growing organic food.
You
keep on poisoning the food that you're eating.
Right, but also there is really no law, really. There's really no law, really, against having a garden and growing your own food. Not really, technically.
You can't
that
grow organic food.
You can't grow a certain amount.
I'm gonna put it up for you. I'm gonna put it on your
plate. You can't grow a certain amount of it. That's what they're saying.
But why?
You can
why?
Have your own garden. Say what?
But why? Why?
Because
I'm not asking you why. I know. But I'm saying it's my yard. I buy the seeds.
Because this is the thing with that, the whole thing behind that is they're looking at it like, once you're poor enough to where you can't possibly eat it all without it spoiling and you're going to actually sell this food, then you need to fall up under the guidelines and laws that farmers have to go through up under the Department of You feel what I'm saying? That's the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I remember when you posted that, and I really looked it up, and I Googled it, and I checked it out, and it wasn't that go well against you to have your garden. You can't have a certain amount of it, because at that point, they knowing that you can sell it, and if you're going to be selling it, you got to adhere to the same guidelines as farmers do. And you have to be registered as a real farmer in this country if you're really going to be going, putting your shit up for sale in, like, open markets and trying to, you know, solicit stuff to go into, like, grocery stores and shit. You feel what I'm saying? You have to have a license for that. The Department of Agriculture has to monitor you. You know what I'm saying? You have to answer to those motherfuckers for that. So it wasn't that, it wasn't growing enough to feed you and your family, but you can't grow enough to feed a fucking whole fucking apartment complex. You know what I'm saying? without them fucking regulating you. You know what I'm saying? That's what that was about. I remember when you posted that. Now we didn't look. We never did talk about that, but that's what that was about. And I read it specifically, and, you know, of course, they tore it apart and said it's not about trying to stop people from growing their own food. You just can't grow a whole massive amount of that shit. So, I don't know. Maybe you should be free to do that if you want to, but just a lot of shit you ain't really free to do in this country. Let me go to this story right here, though. Let me tell you what you think about this. And I don't really... I don't know. Let me ask you this right here. I'm going to ask you this. This is another story that I want to talk about real quick, all right? The FAMU situation. You know what's going on with the FAMU situation?
No. Feel me in.
Okay. This is what's popping with the FAMU. FAMU, if you don't know about FAMU... it's an HBC, an historically black college. It's in Florida. I know about it well. I'm from Panama City, Florida, 850. Shouts out to the 850 on the phone line. We all know about FAM, but a lot of people know about FAM. The marching band is the pride and joy of that school. It's the best marching band in college. Fuck black college, bitch college. Period. In the world. Bitch, when I say the world, it's one of them. Now, you got some other ones who are coming up right now. They're probably going to get the passing FAM. You feel me? I know you got a lot of other good ones and stuff like that, but they really, FAM has...
I don't know. I don't know when we go by marching bands. You already know how we coming out here.
Most of the time when they go up against FAM, FAM has beat the shit out of the boys down there in Louisiana. Way more times than they have lost to them. And everybody knows that. FAM is the standard, period. Everybody knows the Marching 100 is really at the top. They have lost some of the Battle of the Bands and shit recently, but over the past, let's say 20 years, that's their crown. They're the best on average. They win. They were the best for about the past 20 years. FAMU was the top. And that's the truth. I'm not saying that because I'm from the 850. I'm saying it because I know that's what it is. Now, be that as it may, we can have that debate all day long. You gonna
yeah, we don't politics right now. Come on.
You know what I'm saying? But when it comes to the bands, the sports or whatever, there's nothing. Academically, though... They put out smart people, smart African Americans, and they band to me is just unfadable. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so anyway, they have, you know what hazing is. Everybody knows what hazing is when you join frats, fraternities, and all this other shit. You feel what I'm saying? And, you know, they fucking do all kind of bullshit to you. You know what I'm saying? Where they just basically play
drugs on you.
You know, all this other kind of shit. You know, free no fraternity shit where you gotta hit some motherfucker ass ridiculously, you know what I'm saying, just to be down with their little shit. That's why I never could have been in a frat or a gang. I'm not going through the initiation, I'm not with it, I'm not finna do it. So, you know, that. But it is what it is. So they was hazing this one kid, he got killed. He died. Alright? During the hazing incident. And this is a major story. A lot of people wanted to really focus on it because Penn State was going through their shit. You feel what I'm saying? And then by the time this happened, Syracuse shit had already popped off. So this is the black college had a big story with one of the programs, with their major program. The band is their major program. The band makes more money than the football team at FAMU. It makes more money than anything else. The band is the number one program at FAMU. All right? You know, that's like getting a band scholarship to FAMU is like getting the fucking... a football scholarship to LSU, all right? You got to be that good. You feel me? So they was hazing the kid, and he got killed. He died. And so they immediately fired. They said they were going to fire the band director, and they actually kicked some kids out, like dismissed them from families that was involved with the hazing. So that's what's going on with it. I'm going to play you guys real quick a clip of what the young guy who died, you know what I'm saying, his mom and dad, they were on CNN. You feel me? His name is Julian... Julian White is the name of the band director who had been suspended. You feel me? And Robert Champion is the name of the guy. He was 26 who died from the hazing incident. Here goes a little bit of the story.
Robert Champion was living his dream that started when he was 5 years old, being a drum major. His parents say the last time they spoke to him was just before Thanksgiving.
We had talked to him, and he was saying how he couldn't even wait to go come home.
Robert Champion was a member of Florida A&M University's prestigious marching band, the Marching 100. On November 19th, after Champion had performed at a football game in Orlando, his parents got another call, this time from his sister.
She called us and saying someone had called her and saying that Robert had problems breathing. And I think one of the band members said, well, he wasn't breathing.
When you get that kind of a news, you think, not my Robert, maybe they made a mistake. So I guess I kind of still had that in my mind. That it wasn't my son, this is a bad joke,
Bad dream.
But this was all too real. Listen to the 911 call made by a band member.
Are you with the person right now?
Well, I'm outside the bus so I can hear you.
Okay, so he's inside the bus?
Yes, he's inside the bus.
Okay, how old is he?
He is 25.
Okay, is he awake?
He's not even, he was responding a little, he wasn't responding. We thought he was breathing, he was making noises.
Okay.
But I don't even know if he's breathing now.
Okay, is he awake? Do you know?
His eyes are open, he's not responding.
Okay, but is he breathing?
I have no idea, I cannot tell you that.
The 911 call, too painful for his parents to hear. It wasn't until Robert's body was brought home to suburban Atlanta that the shock of his death really began to register.
Okay, so basically they were hazing the kid, you know what I'm saying? It was something they was doing on the bus, they was hazing him, you know what I mean? And he died from whatever was going on with the hazing. So now FAMU is embroiled in this big controversy, and they're making me personally and a lot of other black people, and I actually got into a real debate on Facebook with one of my people who from Panama City, who actually was a FAMU alumni. And their whole thing, they're trying to say that the media is hyping up this story because Penn State going through some shit, so they just want to make a black school look bad. Really though? Nah, this motherfucking boy dead. Ain't no hyping that up. He dead. Fuck you talking about? And I know a lot of my A50 family. Yeah, I got a lot of people from Florida on my phone. A lot of y'all might love FAMU. I love FAMU marching band. I'm from Panama City, Florida. That is 1 hour and 20 minutes from Tallahassee. Even though I'm a Gator. Alright? But still, at the end of the day, this dude is dead. That's not hyping up a story. That is a big story. A motherfucker dead. Just like you molest a motherfucking child. No. Children, like Sandusky did at Penn State. A motherfucker dead. When somebody die, nigga, this ain't the white man hyping it up, putting their feet on the black man's school. No, nigga. No. That's not what this is. This dude is dead. FAMU deserves every ounce of criticism, every ounce of media attention they're getting because a student died on their watch. And he died from a hazing incident that was going on with a program that's affiliated with the school that the director of that program knew goes on. The director knew that this kid, that they do the hazing, the director knew that it goes on, it's been going over, it's ritual, it's tradition over at FAM. So, Raspy Rawls, homie, what do you think? Do you think that this media attention is warranted, that FAMU's getting, because this is really all over the news?
My take on it is, we don't value, for some reason, the value of life has gone down. Like you said, somebody lost their life, that should be top coverage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The kids up in the Penn State shit, they make it here, or they may not be able to heal, but they still have to live. Ain't no coming back once you're dead.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So at the end of the day, I don't understand. Now don't get me wrong, the whole fact that this boy died from a hazing incident, I'm like, He died from what? Really, though? Wait. No. He wasn't out there running on the football field, and then he had a bad heart condition, and nobody know about it. No, they was playing pranks on him so severe that he got choked up. Really, though? And couldn't breathe. Really, though? That goes beyond. You feel what I'm saying? I know everything is like, everything, you know, that little saying, you know, everything straight till the motherfucker gets shot. It was all fun until the shit got real. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm mad that this school, this black HBC, who already has, you know, just being black and being an HBC, you don't get as much money as many top recruits or whatever for certain things. The band is the one thing that y'all got going on. That should be the cleanest ran program in your fucking school simply because it's your cash cow.
Yeah. This is what everybody look at when they think of you. This is
yes, no one thinks about FAMU football and basketball. Who gives a fuck? No one cares. We care about the fucking marching band. And you letting this go on? And you think it's just... See, the problem is, a little light hazing is good. That's cool. But you always got these motherfuckers and these little groups of people, these alpha male motherfuckers who feel like they the boss and it's going to be their way or whatever. And it's like they're gonna pick the weak motherfucker, the motherfucker they really don't like, and then they're going to fuck with him extra. Well, they fuck with the wrong extra because the dude died. You feel what I'm saying? The dude died. You know what I mean? And I don't know, man. I'm disappointed that they let it go down. And I'm not even going to jump on this bandwagon of black people who saying, oh, they only making a big deal about this because it's black, because it's the HBC. Nah, nigga. This dude dead from some shit that they had going on and they knew had going on. What you think about that down in the 850? Shay, what you think about that story, the FAMU story?
That's a hot mess. I'm sorry. I was like doing something else. I was following it. Yeah, that's ridiculous. Because me, myself, being a former band member, I mean, there's like no way that you tell me that, you know, somebody didn't know that stuff was going on. Because I know that we had like little shit going on even in high school. You know, it's just like part of like what happens. But, you know, you can't let it get to the point where somebody's life is taken over. That's just ridiculous.
Right.
But then long before it even got to that point. Because, I mean, band is a close-knit little environment. You can't tell me that, you know, somebody just noticed, like, whatever kind of hate, whatever's going on. You know, you can't tell me somebody noticed it to the degree like that. I remember we used to, like, run around the track till we basically, like, passed out. I mean, stuff like that. But, I mean, at some point, you know, especially when it's at the college level, yeah, you can tell me somebody didn't know something was going on.
Yeah, it says right here in the story that incidents of hazing have followed the FAMU band for years. In 2001, a student was paddled. Nick Holt was paddled so badly. He was paddled. I'm not even finna let nobody paddle me, dog. That's why I didn't feel like I should have went to college. You feel me? Because I felt like going through what I had went through as a teenager, just with everything that happened with my family and me being out on the streets and doing that, I felt like I wasn't really prepared. I went to the military and I wasn't prepared for that. I thought that I could go to the military and just kind of keep my head low and do a little bit of running and jogging and I can be good. But I realized that my attitude still was fucking jacked up, that I shouldn't even made that move. That's why that was almost a very huge mistake. I got out of there with the skin of my teeth. But I knew I wasn't ready for college.
It was a lot like similar to the military in terms of like the disciplinary part of it. I mean, you know,
right.
We did push ups. We had to stand there and hold our arms at attention, holding an instrument for extended periods of time and stuff like that.
This dude, in 2001, a student was paddled.
I can't understand that because wasn't
nobody. That he had to be hospitalized for kidney failure. No, he was paddled so badly that he had to be hospitalized for kidney failure. Really, though?
He was just beat. That ain't no paddling. He was beaten.
Really? And just weeks before this dude died, you feel me? The chancellor had to suspend 26 members for hazing. Really, though? Weeks before he died, 26 motherfuckers got suspended for hazing. And this motherfucking hazing shit still going on now, motherfucker dead? And nobody wants to say that, you know, FAMU's wrong, no. They don't get
nobody
a pass. They don't get a pass
for
they from FAM. They don't get a pass for they FAM, and I'm from Panama City. No. No, FAM. No. much as I love to watch y'all band in action, I only go to the fucking, I don't even go to, I've never went to a FAMU football game, but I went to the homecoming. I didn't give a fuck about the game. All I did was walk around and talk to bitches all day until the fucking halftime.
That's all everybody cares about, the halftime.
No one cares about your football team, fam. So now you've brung some bullshit on the only fucking commodity that niggas really, 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 really fuck with you about. That and the chicks. Other than that, no one cares about fam.
Everybody emulates their bands. I mean, that's what they're known for. Everybody's band emulates FAMU bands.
Right. So I don't, I'm just, that whole story right there is just. Really though?
Do you hear that again?
Really though, fam? Seriously, dog. Get your shit together, fam. Get it together. Okay, next one. So far we've talked about all kind of different things. You know what I'm saying? Shit that's in the news. I live in Atlanta, Georgia, and the top fucking story is, and this is, I hate stories like the one I'm about to do. You feel me? And the next two stories, I don't like anything that goes down with kids. Period, point blank. And it's been a lot of fucking bullshit in the news with people hurting kids. Every time I turn on the fucking TV, someone's fucking doing something to a child. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Seriously. What is your problem? What is your problem? Atlanta, Georgia. Little girl got murdered. Alright? Little girl got murdered. Little 7-year-old girl. You feel me? A 20-year-old man has been arrested in the brutal killing of a Canton girl who disappeared from a playground at her apartment complex. You feel me? And I started off talking about this a little bit, but I'm going to go ahead and read a little bit. Police have made arrest in the killing of a Canton girl found dead in an apartment complex dumpster. All right? The Georgia Bureau of Investigation Director Vernon Keenan identified the suspect as 20-year-old. What the fuck are you doing? You ain't got no pussy to get at 20. You ain't got no club to go to or try to sneak in because you only got 1 year left. You ain't got no Xbox to play. Motherfucker, you ain't got nothing. You ain't got no fucking college. You ain't in school. Nigga, you ain't got nothing better to do. He's not even nigga, he white. You ain't got nothing better to do but to plot on how to abduct, rape, murder, stab, bludgeon a fucking 7-year-old girl. Really? At 20? You know what the fuck I was doing at 20, nigga? At 20? I was in the military and I was completely ham. Ham. If I would have been in the trap, it don't matter, nigga. I got a whole bunch of other motherfucking things to do at 20 motherfucking years old than to sit around and watch a little girl go back and forth from her playground to home and snatch her up in between and fucking rape and murder her at fucking 20.
Mm-mm-mm.
20. And this is the worst part of the story. The worst part of the story is he was a maintenance guy. And people had already said that he was weird. Everyone knew he did it. When it happened, all of the neighbors in the place was like, I think it's him. It's probably him. That's the thing about it. And like I said earlier, I hate it when people sit around and know it's a weirdo motherfucker around your midst and still just act like, well, people don't have a right to be weird. Nigga, you got a right to be weird, but nigga, I'm watching you. You feel me? So let me read a little bit more. All right. 20-year-old Ryan Brun, you know what I'm saying? He was the maintenance worker of the complex. He killed the little girl, Jarellis Riviera, in a vacant apartment adjacent to the building where she lived. So he took her to one of the empty units and fucking raped and murdered her, all right? All right? We believe this is a horrendous crime. It was planned and calculated, and we recovered a lot of evidence that's going to require processing and going to ultimately convict Mr. Brun. The neighbors said they weren't surprised. In quotes, I just knew it was him, Jeremy Gibson told Channel 2 Sophia Choi. Gibson said authority removed the suspect's car items from the apartment. He said everyone at the complex had been suspicious of the man. Everyone at the complex had been suspicious of the guy. Really though? Really though? But everybody's letting their kids go outside and play unsupervised while the motherfucker's there? Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to blame the parents. I'm seriously not. You feel me? I'm going to let y'all hear a little bit of the story real quick.
And play. Okay. Play. Oh, my God. He's going me through this. Really, though?
Airlines
okay, forget
center.
It. Forget it. I thought I got past the little point where they fucking played a little sponsorship shit, and it came right back up. I had it loaded up. I'm not giving Southwest Airlines any free fucking advertisement on K1 in the radio. But anyway, this guy beats and fucking rapes a fucking 7-year-old girl, and everybody in the complex immediately points to this guy and says he was strange acting. This is my question to you, Shay. If you know that there's a strange, weird person in your complex, what are you going to do about it as a parent? What do you think? I know you don't have any kids, but what?
I've had my custody. Okay. They're not going to be going outside by themselves playing up around that person. I know growing up, he had a weird maintenance guy. Had tattoos on his arm of naked ladies and stuff like that. You should be working with elementary school kids. You know what I'm saying? If you got a little questionable background or something like that or whatever, we go to the bathroom whenever he was in there working. I mean, it's like, really? If some people just don't need to be around small children, especially if they don't have no small children like that. That's just not appropriate. I just have a problem with that. I have an issue with that. Big old issue with that. I'd be like, y'all just play right here. Don't go over there. Don't be going over that man's house. Mm-mm. Don't do that.
Right. I don't know. Do you fault the mom? Do you fault the mom in this case? Do you say that she's
not
the parent? This is why this happened to her child. See, this is the problem. A lot of people, and I know dealing with this tragedy, you don't want to put that on a parent and be like, no one wants to say that out loud. But really, though,
people
be wanting to say that shit. Deep down, people be wanting to say shit. If she'd been watching her motherfucking kids, that shit wouldn't have happened.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, even though I don't have any children of my own, if you have children in your care, especially at 7 years old, why the hell was she not around some older sibling, some auntie, somebody watching her at 7 years old to even get in a situation to be like that? I mean, she don't even need to cross her street by herself at seven years old.
That she was being watched by a teenager. She was being watched by a teenager. A teenager was babysitting her. So is it the mom's? But the mom, I mean, hold on. I got the story loaded up. Hold on. Let me see.
Okay.
Let me play the story. Her mom wasn't there. She was being watched by a teenage girl. But still.
Like 17-year-old or 13-year-old? Because there's a difference.
I'm going to play the story. Here's the story.
Murderer of a 7-year-old girl, Yareli Rivera. Within the past 15 minutes, we have confirmed that investigators arrested someone at the River Ridge Apartments in Canton, and authorities say the girl was beaten, stabbed, and sexually assaulted. Investigators have scheduled a news conference for 1:45 this afternoon. We have several crews there, and we'll bring it to you live.
Oh, this is the wrong one. I loaded it wrong. I thought it was the one where they break the whole story down and shit. That wasn't it. But anyway, she was indeed being watched by a teenage girl, you feel me? You know what I mean? It says Joylene was your girl disappeared from a playground at the River Ridge Apartments where she lived. She was being watched by teenage babysitters. Neighbors said she was playing with her friends Friday afternoon when she left to go get drinks but never returned. Her two younger siblings have since been taken into state custody. Now, I don't know why.
The 7-year-old left to go get drinks? She can't drink Kool-Aid?
No. She was being watched by a teenage babysitter, all right? She was playing with her friends. You know how you be outside playing. She said, I'm going to go in the house and get some drinks. I'm going to get some soda, get whatever. She went to go get some drinks.
But then you take them children back with you, though. You don't leave children, especially somebody else's
kids.
She was
not being out there watching in the first place, I guess. You feel me? The whole shit is crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They launched a massive search. They were searching for her, and they found the body 3 days after the disappearance while sifting through the complex dumpster. All right? Autopsy showed that she was sexually assaulted, beaten, and stabbed.
That's just right. Disgusting, first of all. But that right there is a situation where of neglect, and the parents, whoever the person in charge, she didn't use good judgment. Obviously, the child was not responsible enough to take care of a 7-year-old child. I mean, that is clear the evidence of what happened.
So is it a mama's fault that the girl did?
I don't want to say it's her fault.
It's her fault that crazy. Listen, is it her fault that crazy motherfucker once felt the urge to fucking rape and murder a child? Period.
It's not her fault, no, but she do need to have a little bit more. She needs to use better judgment in leaving people in the care of her child. I'll put it like that. I won't say it's her fault. Nobody deserves that to happen to them, especially a 7-year-old child. But parents need to use better judgment and leave the care of their children. And just give up to any old body, no matter what you got to do, and then expect them to take care of them and look after them and keep them safe. You can do that.
Okay. All right. All right, stand by. Let me go to another. Hold on, Raph Ross wants to say. Raph, you want to say something about that? Raph Ross? Yeah, what up? Yeah, that whole story is crazy in itself. What do you think about it? I mean, this is my thing. Everybody, when it first went down, everybody, like I said, the neighbors already said, I knew it was him, I suspected it was him, because he's a weirdo. He's a weird. I mean, why is motherfuckers? So why is he? Why does he still have a job? But you can't fire people for being. But you can't fire people for being weird. Not in America. You can't fire somebody for being weird.
But like you said, you should have been. I can't fire you. You have the right to be weird. But I'm gonna pay attention to you.
Yeah.
And if I know I got that type of person in my neighborhood, I'm gonna have to make sure whoever is babysitting my child is gonna be responsible enough to know that he lives, he works in this area.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a top story. That's a top story in Atlanta. So I just did a local Atlanta. What's going on in your city? What's going on over there where you at? What's the top story over there?
We ain't really got too well. Besides my little town, it really ain't well. One of my partners just OD'd. One of my classmates just OD'd the other day. And the same, and from what I'm hearing, from what I just got back from somebody else, it's the same house who they so said that my cousin OD'd in earlier this year. So there's all kind of investigation going on with this, and somebody thinking somebody poisoning them boys or some shit, fucking with that dope.
It's not far-fetched. It's not far-fetched. Hold on. Michigan girl wants to chime in. What you want to say about that, Michigan girl? I know you want to say something about that Atlanta story?
Man, we was just talking about that at work, and it's just crazy. But I seen the dude. He do look strange. But I think the 18-year-old, 17, 18-year-old that was babysitting should have been watching the child, because the bunk was actually at work. And, yes, you do need to make sure that the people that are watching your kids are responsible. But, you know, she was at work, so she wasn't there. And according to the story I read, the person that was watching the child had watched the kids before and nothing had happened. But I'm still trying to figure out why the 7-year-old went by herself to go get something to drink. And where was the babysitter?
All right, true. So, I don't know. That story is just real, real, real despicable. Let me cover another story, all right? Another story. This is K100 Internet Radio. All right? Episode 236, my new segment called Really Though. Really Though? Really Though. We're talking about shit that we got. All these stories that we're talking about tonight, we're talking about multiple stories of shit that really happened, shit that we pull off the news. And so far, all the stories that I've covered, I talked about FAMU, the FAMU hazing that ended up in a guy getting killed. We talked about Penn State a little bit. We talked about the lady down in Jacksonville who fucking killed the chick and then stuffed her under the fucking Christmas tree with the Christmas presents like she was a gift. Yeah, that one. We talked about Blago getting sentenced to 14 years for some shit he tried to do, not shit he really did. Fuck out of here. I don't agree with that. I know you're from the mid. Well, you think Blago should have got 14 years, Michigan girl?
No, not for something you just attempted to do. Who gets
it? He tried to sell the Senate seat. He didn't sell it. He tried to. 14 years, Fed. Come on, man.
That's that bullshit, right?
Absolutely. That's 14. Come on, man. That's an overzealous prosecutor. That's an overzealous prosecutor. But let me go to a couple of different stories, all right? And as much as I bash them sometimes, I had to dip in the World Star. I had to dip in the World Star. I did. They have some shit, because see, like the story I'm going to show you, this is actually a real story, and this is just World Star posting it up. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, World Star, this is not some stupid, silly-ass motherfucking hood niggas doing some old retarded shit, like letting a fucking child dance down a fucking stripper pole.
Oh, my God. That was
really
so scary.
That's Ross. Did you see that post? The girl let the girl dance on a stripper pole?
I think I commented on that post.
Yeah. But we on the air
the
now.
Mama needs to see me.
Did you see that? What do you think about that, bro? The girl who was teaching her little girl, the girl to do pole tricks on the toe. Little 2-3-year-old girl teaching her how to do pole
like
tricks
said,
on the fucking shit.
Like I said on that post, they be trying to do that eugenics to make one super race, but at certain times, bro, certain parents should be screened before they're allowed to have kids, bro.
Exactly.
You think people should be screened before they allow that? How can you stop from having kids? We're going to stop from fucking? I mean, what do you mean? Were you going to abort the babies when they get pregnant? What are you going to do? How are you going to stop that?
Oh, trust me. They got something that they can shoot you up with that that'll stop you from being able to get pregnant. They already putting that type of shit into your food to make you sterile. Yeah, they got it. Trust me, they got it.
So you think that people, you think we should be like China? You know, China actually has where you can only have like one girl. You can have boys, but you can only have one girl in China right now. Population control. They got way too many females. You can't have more than, you can't have a lot of girls in China. You're going to get rid of them. You
yeah,
know,
that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
You think we should adopt that here? It's not related to your question, but still.
I'm not going to say we should tell people how many kids they should have, but we should check on the type of person they are before we allow them to have kids. Because I think I just seen something the other day about some woman just killed her baby and put him in a stroller.
Oh, yeah, we got that story on deck. Don't spoil the surprise. Don't spoil the surprise. Let me go to this story right here first, all right, ladies and gentlemen. Mother shoots and kills herself. Mother shoots kids and kills herself after being denied food stamps. This is a real story. I'm going to play a little bit of it for you guys.
And for Laredo's Most Watched News, I'm Tim Gutierrez.
And I'm Ann Hintira. Police are releasing more information about the hostage situation at the local Health and Human Services office last night that ended with one woman dead and her two children seriously injured.
Police have now identified the woman and her children and are answering questions about why the tactical team couldn't move in earlier. Arne Garcia was back at the scene today and has the latest details in our top story tonight at 6.
At approximately 11:50 p.m., she hung up on the hostage negotiators. They heard three shots ring out in the office.
Deadly end to a seven-hour tense ordeal that began right before 5 Monday afternoon when 38-year-old Rochelle Grimmer, who police say had been denied food stamps, entered this Health and Human Services office. She had her two children, 10-year-old Timothy and 12-year-old Ramey, with her, along with a .38-caliber revolver and extra ammunition that police say she used to hold a supervisor hostage.
Initially, she took two people, two ladies, two workers from the state in the office with her. The supervisor, who was identified as Mr. Robert Reyes, showed up to the office and basically pled and made the argument to the suspect that he was truly the one that could help her in this situation, and asked that she release the two lady hostages, which she agreed to.
Police moved in, and at 7:45, the hostage was freed.
This was a positive sign at the time. We immediately updated the information because throughout the entire evening, she was maintaining a vigilance on the internet through the various news websites, in particular the one from KGNS.
There was no indication at that point, none whatsoever, that her children were in danger.
So. Really though, this bitch, she mad because she can't get food stamps. So she go up into that damn DFAC office, with their version of DFAC. I just say DFAC because it's the same shit everywhere, just a different name. Take some hostages because they deny her food stamps. Now, this is the question, ladies and gentlemen. Desperate times take desperate measures, all right? I don't know. I don't want to hear about why she on food stamps, whatever. Obviously, either this woman had severe mental problems or she was so desperate that she needed them food stamps that she was not going to be able to feed her damn children, and she went ham. Either way, really though, she's still crazy as a motherfucker for killing herself over that and then killing her damn children. It said the two children are fighting for their lives after their mother shot them this week before killing herself during the stand-up at the Texas Welfare Office. All right? 12-year-old Ramey Grimer and her 10-year-old brother, Timothy, were in very critical condition at University Hospital in San Antonio. Their 38-year-old mother, Rochelle, pulled out a gun in the state's welfare office and staged a seven-hour standoff after she wasn't able to qualify for food stamps. All right? The shooting took place at the Texas Department of Health and Human Services building in Laredo, But police said about 25 people were inside at the time. All right? She allegedly told police negotiators a litany of complaints against the state and federal government agencies. The woman first applied for food stamps in July, but was denied because she didn't turn in enough information. That's what the welfare office said, the spokesman said. You feel me? So, in addition to completing an 18-page application, In addition to completing an 18-page application, families seeking state benefits also must provide documents proving their information, such as proof of employment and residency. So you gotta give them 18 pages worth of shit and then some more shit in order to get food stamps. Obviously, she couldn't provide all the information and they wouldn't give it to her. And I don't know. I guess maybe this is one of those situations like that one couple who said, "Fuck it, we can't take care of our kids and we ain't got and ain't nobody else gonna take them. Fuck it, I'm off them and me," because even though it's the most selfish thing you can do in your life. But maybe this was a situation where this woman felt like, I can't feed my kids. I'm not going to leave anything to chance. I don't know how other people are going to treat them. I'm going to kill myself and them in order to, I don't know. I don't know what the logic was behind it. 478-287, you're on K100.
I'm just listening now.
Oh, you just listening? Oh, okay.
All yeah, right. What's up, Liz?
What's going on? Who's this?
Charisma.
Oh, what's going on? What's happening with you? Thanks for calling the show. Hold on a second.
Everything that you were talking about with the little kids, and I'm going through my own kid's situation, but what about the man that threw his 2-year-old daughter in the creek and she was still locked in her car seat?
When did this happen? Did it just happen? Where was this at? Where are you at? Where you live at?
I'm up in Philly.
Happened in Philly?
Yeah, he lowered her down with a rope. She was still in her car seat. He had just received visitation.
Uh-huh.
He did have supervised visitation, but then, you know, the judge had granted him to have unsupervised visits. The same
uh-huh.
day that he was granted the unsupervised visitation, he was able to take his daughter, and he killed her the same day. She went missing, and they found her the next day in the creek. He had lowered her down by a rope. She was still alive, the autopsy reported, when she died. I mean, when he lowered her down, she was woke. She was only 2 years old.
Rassic.
Blue.
Yeah, I got you now. All right, some of this is the audio setup. Sometimes that car goes out.
So what do you think is up with this? Why? Look at all these top stories I got, man. And these are top stories in the news. People fucking up their kids.
Man, it's a lot that didn't happen over a period of a time. You know what I'm saying? It's not just shit that's going on now. All this shit is built up. You know what I'm saying? Through people over years and years of time. This world is getting worse and worse and worse.
Okay. And I'm gonna do a show basically saying is it getting better or worse? You feel me? I'm doing a show next week called Better or Worse. You feel me? That's basically going to be the topic of the show. So I hope you can tune in for that. It's going to be better. Is the world getting worse? Are we, as human beings, are we getting better? Are we advancing any? Are we advancing any as human beings? Or are we getting worse? And these stories, but then you got a lot of other things. You got a lot of other things going on out here. You know what I'm saying? That are promising. You feel me? But then you got this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm just looking at people. This is where I'm at with people right now.
That's what I'm about to say. Technology, we getting better. Person to person, we getting worse.
That's where you think we at? That's where you think it's at? Is technology a part of that reason why we getting worse?
Yeah, because it's like I met you on a social site. But not everybody interact like how we interact on social sites. People don't interact like that. We talk to people. We don't give a fuck where they from.
Right.
They can be from them by way. If motherfucker, you going to talk, we going to talk with you. But they got people on there. They stick to their same little circles. And then they backstab the people within their own circles on top of that. You know what I'm saying? Not a computer has you where communication period has you to where you can stay secluded and don't have to see nobody hand to hand, person to person. So you never get that experience. You don't have that experience.
Right. Okay, we can blame technology, but what kind of technology makes you lower your fucking breathing live child, strap her in a car seat, and lower her into a fucking creek and drown her? I don't understand. That you can't say that's technology, man. You know, why did this mother, what is it? What, if anything, I mean, technology made this woman go up in the fucking food stamp office and fucking shoot her two kids and then blow her fucking brains out?
People, I mean, don't have no more hope. They don't have no more hope. Nothing seems real and everything
gives you more hope. Technology actually gives you more hope because we got more advanced ways of saving your life with medicines and stuff like this and treatment. I mean, it does. It actually gives you a better chance. More people, less people die now of cancer than they did 30 years ago because of technology. I mean, so, you know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know if you said. I just know a lot of these news stories. It's a revelation to me right now. I'm realizing how many of my stories that I just picked out has people doing shit to a kid.
Yeah, just like the story that's coming up.
Right.
I missed the story about the chick with the Christmas tree. I missed that story.
Now, that was two grown people. She was 67 years old, and the lady that killed her was 40. So that was different. But why are you killing? What is this woman? Why did you? And then you stuff her under the Christmas tree like she's present.
What the fuck is wrong with your mind?
Thank you.
Yeah, here you go. So what do you think about this?
I had the noise again.
Say what now?
I had the noise again. So whatever you said, I've been having to hear people sound in my ear since I last said something.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, what I was saying was the girl, she was 20 years old, and she went and got her hair done or whatever, and she got too drunk to take care of her damn... She got too drunk to take care of her kids, so when the little baby cried, she woke up, slapped the little three-year-old boy in the face a couple of times and put a blanket over his head. He went to sleep. Then he woke up crying again. She jumped up, slapped the baby in the face again, and then smothered him.
That's the one that took him...
Yeah.
The one that took him...
After she did that, prosecutor said friends asked the next morning why the baby was not moving, and she said he was asleep. In the morning, she allegedly dressed Ken up. His name was Ken. Dressed him up, put him in baby Bijon. Bitch, you got motherfucking goddamn baby Bijon. You feel me? Then took the dead infant with her while she shot for several hours. A neighbor noticed blood on the child's blanket and thought the child was not breathing and called police. The death was ruled a homicide by suffocation, and an autopsy estimated the child was dead for up to 14 hours. Smith allegedly confessed to the murder and demonstrated for police how she struck and suffocated the child. So this hoe, that's what she done did. After she done smothered the motherfucking baby, the bitch goddamn take the goddamn baby shopping with her. She looked crazy. This hoe looks...
Looking at it right now.
I mean, the hoe looked crazy. And I'm going to call her a hoe and bitch, and anybody got a problem with it, fuck you. When bitches do stuff like this, they stop being women and females. They start to be hoes and bitches in my book, and I don't make no apologies for it. It is what it is, hoe. So, this hoe, this bitch here, you know what I'm saying? Basically, it's fucking crazy. I don't know. Michigan girl, what you think about that?
Man, that bitch, I need to go fire her. How the hell you going to do that to a three-month-old baby? I don't understand how people are doing any of this stuff to kids or whatever, but your ass so damn drunk, you smother your own child, then you dress him up and carry him around in the store with you. Because I had to Google what, like, the baby Bajon was, and it's like this little carrier, like, that you can strap to you and carry the baby around. So you carrying this baby around, and it's dangling. And you dead, baby, and you just walking through the store shopping like ain't shit that happened. That bitch crazy, and they need to torture her ass. How about that?
Let me play devil advocate.
Whatever.
No, let me play devil's advocate. I gotta do this part right here. Don't you think she's something psychologically wrong with her?
It gotta be.
But you know what? I don't necessarily know if something psychologically wrong with her. Her ass might have just been drunk and stupid and tired. Because you got a three year old. So what? It's not like you ain't been through this before.
But the next day,
the baby don't wake up.
Maybe the first person that she had the baby from the first time was there to help her. Maybe this motherfucking person wasn't there. She had all the pressure on her own financial everything changed. I want to stray away from you. The drunk thing, because what makes me think she's got severe psychological problems is the next day when she went to the store and strapped the dead baby to her motherfucking chest. That bitch was drunk.
You know what? We was talking about this at work too, because I was hot, and I said the bitch probably was gonna try to get out of it. And see, this carrier thing, the way they described it on the internet when I went and looked for it, it's one of those things, if you've ever seen the women where they have the babies in front of them and they carrying them on, you know, and they're strapped to them. I said she probably realized what she did, was going to try to play it off like the baby was fine and make it seem like maybe the baby turned into her coat. Because, you know, I'm from the Midwest, so right now in Chicago it's kind of cold, so she probably had on coat, whatever. She was going to try to get out of that and make it seem like the baby accidentally smothered himself. So I don't think she's crazy. I think she knew what she was doing and then realized it was trying to get out of it. That's why she dressed the baby up and told people that the baby was asleep. She was trying to make it seem like the baby accidentally probably got smothered. That's what I think. I don't think she's crazy. I think she knew what she did and was trying to find a way out of it.
Maybe she did. Maybe she didn't. Shay, what do you think about it, Shay? What do you think about this story?
And I was going to point out that same thing what a Michigan girl was saying about, like, the Bajoran is like a little papoose, like what you carry the baby in, and like in the front of you or whatever. And so, I mean, ain't no way this stupid-ass girl is going to not know that that baby dead. Going to put that dead-ass baby in there carrying a dead baby in front of her. I mean, that right there, she crazy. Ain't no psychological problem. She's mean, evil, and hateful. She done got drunk, done fucked up. And like this girl said, she probably gonna try to make it look like she had pushed the baby up against something or whatever while she was out shopping or whatever. She knew what she was doing. Ain't no way you gonna tell me you gonna, even if you got psychological problems, you see
blood,
you gonna know something wrong. You gonna. Okay.
All right. And right now I got three people mic open. Listen, if you want to talk, you got to make sure you're hitting number one, because at this point, I'm only opening up the people lines who actually hitting number one, which is these people. So I got Respiral, Shay, and Michigan Girl. They got everybody's on the phone line. If you want to talk, then you hit the thing, and I'll come to your phone line. But I got all y'all mics open for right now. Okay, so y'all telling me, do y'all believe in when people get they don't get convicted because they're criminally insane? Do you agree with that assessment? That can happen.
I agree that can happen, and she could have had postpartum depression to a degree, but not to tear it out like that.
Like I said, I think the alcohol, she could have had postpartum depression, and they do need to screen better for that, especially in the Black community. You know, we don't believe in all that, and you had to show about that, about getting psychological and mental health. So she could have had a little bit of postpartum depression, but I think still the alcohol probably played a part. And I'm sorry, that's just my personal opinion. I think she realized what she did, which means she ain't crazy, and she was trying to cover it up. She realized, oh, I didn't fucked up. I didn't kill my baby. Let me try to fix this. And like I said, she was going to try to make it seem like the baby didn't accidentally smother itself in that carrier, because it is close to your chest. And if the baby turned their head a certain way, they can't easily smother themselves. That's just my opinion. I believe she realized what she did and was like, oh, shit, I done fucked up. Let me try to cover this up.
What do you think, Rasta?
The same way she brought that one up, she's going to have to do this one.
Okay, Rasta.
Right. And the other one was three.
Okay, the women.
Well, then it wasn't that long ago. She knew.
Okay, women. Okay, ladies. Rasta.
Okay, we sorry, Rasta. Go ahead.
Because I don't know. Every woman on the fucking wanted to fucking murder this bitch out right now.
Hey,
she's the bitch.
Hey, guess what? Most times, I'll sit up there and make a point and be like, man, y'all women are. I'm going to go with the women on this one. I think she came to her senses and tried to cover it up.
You have crazy to do this, though. This is my thing.
Oh, yes. But, you know, at the same time, when people be crazy, when people that are mentally, whatever the fuck they want to call it, mentally insane, they don't do crazy shit all the time.
Right, and she could have just been, I mean, she was 20. So, like I said, the baby was only 3 months old. She could have had a little postpartum depression. She is young. This is the second baby. She's been out drinking, getting her hair done or whatever, even though she had the kids with them. She might have been hungover. Baby was crying, and maybe she couldn't get the baby to stop crying, so she smacked the baby. I mean, you know, she wasn't in her right mind because of the alcohol. That possible too, along with everything else. But I just don't believe she just out and out crazy, like was just doing crazy stuff. I believe she busted up, and then she was trying to fix it.
I'm going to tell you, it's crazy. She wouldn't have enough sense to get up in the morning and get dressed and to tell somebody that the damn baby was asleep and not tell them that she was dead or she didn't know what was wrong with it. She knew what she was doing.
Right.
But she lied and said that the baby was asleep. Dressed them up in
clothes. Yeah, you told several people that the baby was asleep. They said she told a couple people the baby was asleep. And you dressed them up in clothes, got them dressed like everything was normal.
And y'all know 3-month-olds do not sleep that long.
Right. You'd be lucky they sleep 30 minutes.
Thank you.
I don't know. Okay. All right. All right. So I mean, first of all, let's be perfectly clear. I'm like, when it comes to this brawl, all the time. For real. I'm really like this brawl needs to die, like, for what she's done. You feel me? Because, you know what I mean? I'm ready for her to do 10 years in state prison because she slapped the shit out of motherfucking 3-month-old baby repeatedly. But I know sometimes it can be stressful, and sometimes you may just lose it sometimes. You feel me? But not to the point. Not now. You know what I mean? You feel me?
Ain't nobody gonna kill their child just because they stressed. That's ridiculous. Oh my God.
Right. I don't know, I guess. All right. Let me go to the next.
Why'd you go put the baby in another room? If the baby was not crying, I mean, it wasn't that serious. You had to be smacking the baby and suffocating the baby. Put the baby in their bed in another room. Do something. There's plenty of different things she could have done besides smack the baby and kill the baby. Just get the baby to be quiet.
You could have put him in another room and just closed the door. He would have been safer. I mean, just got over her hangover and then went back and fed him and seen him later.
So she even if she has psychological problems, y'all ready to give her the death penalty? Basically, don't matter. No love.
I'm not gonna give her the death penalty. No.
You're not gonna give her the death penalty? Why? She just killed her. Why not? Why not should you get the death penalty?
Listen.
Right.
I'm not gonna kill you. I'm against it. But you gonna sit for the rest of the day. Killing her is really letting her get out that easy. Isn't that box and think about that shit every day for the rest of her life?
I agree, Rusty. Let her think about it. That's true. Let her think about it. Let her sit in there in jail and rot and think about the baby that she done killed and slapped around and tried to hide. Yeah, let her think about that.
Okay.
Let somebody torture her ass and slap her around and smother her every other day until she almost died, and then they let her come back and do it all over again. How about that?
Because that's what's going to happen when she gets to jail. Somebody's going to get in there and beat her ass every day.
That's what they need to do.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me go. So we talked about it. I really am disturbed about how many of these stories that we talked about do involve people hurting kids, man. That shit's not cool, man. All of my stories, man. Like, I mean, the only story, only the story about Blagojevich getting 14 years for some shit he tried to do, and the other chick who buried the chick who killed her and buried the woman up under the present like it was motherfucking a Christmas gift, Christmas gift. Those are the stories that involve grown-ups. Everything else that we talked about tonight has been somebody hurting a child. And I don't know what's going on with this world, man. You feel me? But it's a lot of shit. And I'm picking from, like, top stories. I'm picking, like top stories from, like,
Growth Star.
People are just doing shit to kids. And I don't understand why people are doing shit to kids. Hold on. 678-497, what's popping? Welcome to K100.
What's going on, man?
What's going on? Who this?
Man, this EJ and Fina on the Don from New Orleans, man. We just tuning in, you know what I'm saying? Trying to see what's going on.
Oh, happy, man. Yo, appreciate you calling into the show, man. Tonight is a talk segment. You feel me? A K100. And it's my new segment that I got called. Really, though. You feel me? We talking about all the things that's going on in the news. You feel me? We talked about this one chick that out in Texas who fucking shot herself in the head, and then right after she shot her two kids at the food stamp office because they wouldn't give her food stamp.
What?
Yeah, we talked about the 20-year-old girl who fucking killed her 3-month-old baby when she got drunk, went and got her hair done, and then the baby woke up crying in the middle of the night, so she slapped him a couple times and smothered him, and then got up the next day and walked around with him strapped to her chest for a couple hours while she went shopping. These are all true stories.
Yeah.
We're talking about a nigga up in Philly who dropped the goddamn who had to fight to get unsupervised visitation to his daughter. And that's the thing. The thing about that story is the dude, for some reason, the mama didn't want him around the motherfucking child, obviously, because he had to fight to get unsupervised visits. And the first day he got unsupervised visits, this nigga strapped his baby into a motherfucking car seat and lowered her down into a river and drowned her while she's still awake.
Oh, hell nah.
One chick down in Jacksonville killed this lady, 67-year-old lady, went in the house, killed her, and then stuffed her at the bottom of all her Christmas presents. So we're talking about shit that's just like really though, you know. And these are not shit we made up. Two of them off World Star, but the rest of them off like CNN and shit. You know what I'm saying? And USA Today and. And I don't know, man. What you think about all this? What you think about all this shit that's going on? This crazy shit.
Like, bro. Like, to be honest, the world is full of sin, my dude. And it's like this shit. I mean, we know, man. The only thing we can do, man, is just, you know, really just watch the people who are around us, man, and, you know, just try to, you know, watch what you say to people because, you know, you can make people flip on you anytime. Somebody could probably, you know, somebody could probably be in a great mood and then, you know, the things you say to them, the things you do could turn them into the devil instantly. So I think we have people who just need to watch what we say to certain people and, you know, to have a, you know, just a good mind, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, this world is full of sin, man. The devil everywhere, man. We can't stop. We can't stop this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's everywhere. But, you know, we can, as a human, man, we can just try to, you know, to prevent some of these casualties from happening. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel, man.
Right, right. So, like, I mean, you know, then let me ask you this. Do you think, like...
She lives in a beautiful waterfront home on Lake Washington, yet she is on welfare assistance.
Oh, that's my next story. Now. Hold up. Yeah, that's my next story. That's my next story. This chick living in $1.2 million home, but she get welfare. That's
my
next story.
I'm bring that up.
Yeah. We're going to bring that up next. Give me a second. Let me finish asking the homie this question. All right. So let me ask you this one about one of the other major stories. One of those stories. The girl who killed her fucking, who went into the food stamp office and fucking killed her two kids and blew her fucking brains out because they wouldn't give her food stamps. She took hostages and then they was negotiating with her and all of a sudden she just like snapped and she shot both her kids, but they didn't die, but then she blew her brains out. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm asking this question based off that story because that's, first of all, the story is just like, really though? Really though. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But on top of that, what do you think that the pressure of the way society is, like right now the economy is doing bad, shit like that right there. Do you think that all this pressure that people are up under has something to do with shit like people just snapping, they can't take it? Like that lady, that might have been the only way that lady could have fed. I don't want to hear this shit about people. She can get a job. She need to get jobs out here. Look, sometimes it ain't a job. What if you ain't skilled? What if you got a disability and shit and you can't work? This lady felt obviously that this was her last way to feed her motherfucking children, man. And they told her no, and she snapped. She snapped.
Right.
You think the social issues got going on is causing more crime, more people to snap?
Hell yeah. Automatically, man, the government is a motherfucker. The government don't care, man. The government just want money. They just want to be rich, man. They don't give a fuck what's going on these streets, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel, man, we all struggling. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's struggling, man. And, you know, you want to know some real shit? You got these niggas in the NBA and the NFL that's complaining about y'all getting paid enough money. These niggas already got motherfucking money, bro. And they just want $2,000 fucking endorsement deals and all this shit, and they're just not realizing like what the fuck going on. It's like,
people are ungrateful, man. Well, let me be devil's advocate for that. Okay, because I'm so into sports. The people who know me, I have done a whole segment on sports, but I didn't get enough of my dudes to call in for that show who always got some slick shit to say on my motherfucking Facebooks and tweets and shit, but I do a show about sports and these motherfucking niggas are ghosts. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Because I was ready to go to war with half of these niggas that be retweeting me back about, you know, shit I be saying and all of my Facebook talking shit about sports. So I do a whole show about sports and like none of these niggas call in. So I said I wasn't going to do another one. But when it comes to that, my thing with that is real quick and I get to this next story. You can say that because, but you got to look at it from their point of view. They're in another plateau. I don't judge them guys, and I know people might say they did some ungrateful motherfuckers. But me personally, I don't judge those guys like that because they are in a billion-dollar business. They are those guys are not saying that we want this money based on how bad everybody else doing. They saying we want this money based on how good these motherfucking owners are doing. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
And they're even with the owner, with the average Joe. So I stopped short of saying they don't understand what's going on here in the world. They're beefing about this little bit of money, but niggas out here ain't even got a dollar to feed themselves, and bitches out here shooting up welfare offices because they can't get their stamps. I'm saying that's unfair to them. That's totally unfair because they're not beefing with regular people. They're beefing with these billion-dollar rich white motherfuckers who getting money off of their name and their hard work and their body and their brand and their face.
Mm.
So I stop short of saying that that's what these guys are. These guys don't understand. They're not going to understand. So they should just say, fuck negotiating, because this motherfucker's out here who barely make a minimum wage. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Because if
yeah,
I was out
right,
there running and shooting that ball, and you know what I'm saying, taking that my life, my private life is open to all kind of criticism like these superstar athletes are, I'd be in there like, nigga, give me too. Fuck that shit, homie. Now, I'm going to tell you straight up. Now, I ain't gonna front with you. Give me me. If it was me, I'd be like, because I'm not, my beef ain't with the average Joe. My beef is with those rich motherfuckers over there. You feel what I'm
right.
saying? Let's go to the next story. I'm glad you called the show. Hang on real quick. I'm going to go to the next story, all right? And I'm going to open up my phone lines again, so hopefully you can chime in on this one. This is K100 Radio, you dig. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Thanks for tuning in. This is episode 236. Yes, 236. Really, though. You feel me? And I'm just taking stories from the real stories, not fake made-up stories. I from the news, and we've talked about so far the woman who
that hair, her legs, those breasts.
Sorry, hold on.
KFC.
I didn't mean to play that yet. We're talking about stories, you know. We talked about the lady who killed the lady and buried her up under her Christmas gifts like she was a gift. The 20-year-old who fucking killed her 3-month-old and then walked around with him strapped to her chest while she was shopping. The other lady who went up in the food stamp office in Texas and shot her 2 kids and then blew her brains out because they wouldn't give her the stamps. We talked about Rob Blago getting 14 years for some shit he tried to do, not that he did. We talked about the little girl in Atlanta, because this is where I'm broadcasting from, who was brutally raped and murdered by the fucking maintenance man, the same maintenance man that all the fucking neighbors had already said was fucking weird in the fucking first place. Why was she outside? Everybody says this fucking maintenance man is a weirdo. And why does he have a job? But you can't fire people for being weird in America. This is America. Really, though? Yeah. But the next story, and we're always winding down the show. Feds move in on a welfare recipient living in a $1.2 million home. And she's been living there since 2003. I'm going to play the story, and then we're going to open up the phone lines, and we're going to talk about it.
Well, federal agents have moved in to put a stop to it. Chris Ingalls has the exclusive story of this fraud case that raises a lot of questions, Chris.
Yeah, Lori Dennis, question number one is, why is the government sending a $1,200 a month housing voucher to a woman who lives in a $1 million-plus home? In her application for benefits, the woman was truthful about her address, a gorgeous Lake Washington home that agents raided yesterday. Not the place where you would expect to find a down-on-her-luck welfare recipient. But newly unsealed court documents say a woman who receives state and federal welfare payments has been living on this waterfront property since 2003. Property records show the 2,400-square-foot home with gardens and big-view windows is valued at $1.2 million. No one answered the door when King 5 came knocking today. Next-door neighbor Carl Tomei describes the couple that lives in the home as friendly and was surprised to hear they could be welfare cheats.
Well, it's shocking. I had no inkling that this was going on.
Agents believe the woman lived in the house with her chiropractor husband, who they suspect posed as a landlord renting her the house when she applied for benefits. The woman receives each month a voucher for $1,272 to pay her rent. On top of that, she gets federal and state cash payments for a disability and even a monthly allotment of food stamps.
Wow.
More about the couple. Records show they're contributors to charities. He drives a Jag, and they both travel around the world to exotic places.
Wow.
And they do it in part with your money, according to agents. We're not naming either of these people because they haven't been charged yet, although that is expected to happen in the near future.
Now, Chris.
Wow. Really, though? Really, though? Hold on, I'll do the whole full effect. Really, though? Really, though? $1.2 million, he drives a Jag, they contribute to charities, and they get $1,200 a month in housing assistance. Basically, that's Section 8. It's what you call Section 8 over here. Food stamps and another state voucher. And she gave her real address. He's a chiropractor who's fronting like, you know how, come on now. We already know this game. We know the game where the boyfriend or whatever is living in the house, and when they come over there, they act like he don't live there, so she don't lose her Section 8. Excuse me. So she doesn't lose her Section 8. That happens all the time. I know too many people that's doing that to even try to judge them for that. Everybody does that. Everybody does that. I don't know nobody on Section 8 who's not getting some under the table money. You feel me? If you're on Section 8, this motherfucker, and you ain't trying to lose you, because you don't know whether or not, is this nigga really the one? You're going to just keep fucking this dude, and you know what I'm saying? You know, the rest of the shit, you know, you can spend the night. You can spend the night. Oh, yeah, for those who were expecting that one sound, it's because I got really, though, loaded up. Really, though? Anyway, K100 Internet Radio, man. We're going to go over to the phone lines. Now, a little bit more. Like I said, the records show that she's received welfare benefits while living in the plush house since 2003. So she's been getting it since 2003. It's 2011. 8 fucking years. 8 years. 8 years. She been riding. Motherfucker, when I had the goddamn request benefits, I couldn't barely ride out for a year. But it was they deducted my shit because I goddamn, I don't know, they just deducted my shit after a year. How do you ride out for 8 years on the system like this? This teacher, you know what though? At the end of the day, I'm mad, but I'm not mad. You feel me? I'm mad because I'm not even really mad. Hold on a second. Let me make sure. Let me see who's mad. Matt Rasparov, are you mad?
I'm mad with the system, not with the chick. If she could have beat him. But like, as you're talking about, I'm posting them for people that's not mutual friends for them to see all the stories. And I just posted the one about the woman that killed her kids about the food stamp. Now the woman killed her kids. She couldn't get food stamps, but yet y'all not doing no investigating on the woman living in the $1.2 million house that she been getting for 8 years.
Right. Well, what do you want? Should she go to jail? First of all, I tell you right now. Let me stop. Hold on. I'm gonna stop everybody who say this woman need to go to jail when it plainly says in this report that she stated where the fuck she lived. She didn't lie about where she lived. Maybe she might have lied about what she making, but she don't make shit. Her husband, the chiropractor, they could get her for lying about saying that nobody else is living in. You know how in Section 8 when they said, living in the house, paying bills, whatever. You feel me? They probably can get her for that, for lying about that part, but they can't really get her if she gave them the address, the real address. They said she gave them the. If you look at that house and look at it, if you look at that house,
I'm looking at the house right now
on the fucking lakefront property. How the fuck did she even get approved by giving y'all that address? She gave y'all the real address. It's a 1.3 and y'all still gave this motherfucking broad food stamp and fucking welfare, Section 8. I mean,
at the same time, if she gave y'all the address, y'all know what neighborhood the address is in.
That's why I'm not saying
You stay in a $1.2 million house, trust me, your neighbors ain't staying in a $100,000 house.
Not right next door.
Yeah, that's
exactly
my point.
Now you got some places in Atlanta, Georgia, where $1 million houses are like two blocks over for some regular houses type shit in Atlanta. I know how it is here. I don't know how it is where you at, but there's certain parts of Atlanta where you got $1 million houses, and then you go up a half a mile up the street, and the same area code, zip code, and everything, and then it's like regular houses. So in Atlanta, I know it's like that. So you can't just necessarily go by just the zip code in Atlanta. I live in Atlanta, and I know that it's like that. You feel me? We got places here where it's $1 million homes right down the street from $100,000 homes in Atlanta. So I can't necessarily. But I'm just saying, I'm not mad because I don't know. I personally don't get mad when people get over like that. But let me go to the rest of the callers. Stay on, I'm gonna leave your mic open, Rasmus. Okay, Shay, what you think about this?
Let me tell you, I got a lot to say. I am mad. I'm pissed off. She need to go to jail. She need to under jail. Let me tell you. She is married. So that means she lied. She defrauded government, taking away from good people, like the woman that just killed herself and tried to kill her babies because she had to fill out 20 damn pages of bullshit just so they could eat. Meanwhile, this woman over here sitting up here with her doctor husband flying all over the country and everything, she lied. Because when she filled out that form, she had to have told them that she was single in order to get benefits, because they don't give no benefits to no married folks who got income coming in.
So you mad because she lied?
Are you I'm mad because Friday, and I'm mad because it's people like her that take away from people just like that woman. We don't know what kind of situation that woman would must have been in, but she must have been in some desperate hard times to have to feel like she only had the choice to take her life and to try to take her children's life. I mean, that's what that makes me mad, because it's people like that that do all that kind of shit, that overly fraudulent shit, living in a $1 million house. She could have housed about 3, 4, 5 different homeless people and fed them. For living in a house like that, no, if she's going to take away from was somebody who's really in need, that woman could have been homeless, living on the street, and her children probably couldn't have ate in weeks. Who knows? But I'm just saying. That's why it made me mad. That's
okay.
What makes me mad right here.
I don't know. Maybe I'm the bag. I'm the villain. I do like when the villain wins. I do like when people get over on the system, because the system is so fucked that it gives so much leisure to these Wall Street fat fucks on Wall Street, and they get away with fucking murder, and they fucking bleed the fucking country dry. They bleed the fucking country dry, but no one goes to fucking jail. But they mad. Bitch, are you? All I want to know is, was everybody who really upset? Were you? I hope you're that upset about the motherfuckers on Wall Street. I hope you're that mad.
They all taking money out of people's pockets.
Just so you know, I'm just saying. I hope you're that mad at the motherfuckers on Wall Street, because they killing.
It ain't just because of the welfare situation. They all anybody who gets getting over is one thing, but taking advantage of and straight out abusing is something totally different.
No. Fuck that. She getting over, but motherfucker, that 1,200 and some change, not even 2 stacks. These bitches got billions from us. Billions. Maybe
I'm
trillions.
I'm mad about that too. They don't get a pass.
I don't see shit like this, because those motherfucker crackers sitting up there on Wall Street riding out. So I don't care. I really don't be giving a fuck when people, when this shit happens, right? I don't be really caring. I don't care. I care, but I don't care. See this news story. All the energy that was spent investigating them, bitch, go follow a Wall Street broker who's selling fucking fucked up mortgage-backed securities and derivatives, and fucking try to entrap him with these new laws. Spend that fucking energy on that motherfucker, and then I'll shut the fuck up. I'm even mad that this news story was even produced, and it was given airtime. An investigator investigated it. People were talked to. Man hours were spent on this story while those motherfuckers on Wall Street is posted up. So I'm not mad. This is me personally.
But what about the people? What about the people that's having to go through hell and high water and give up their firstborn and a vial of blood just to get some damn food stamps because of people like that?
That's fucked up. But I'm mad that they can't get food stamps.
Oh,
like the story you talking about, I'm mad because the lady couldn't get food stamps. Not because I'm mad about the fact that she fucking shot her 2 kids and blew her brains out because she couldn't get it. And I'm mad at the bureaucracy about why she couldn't get it. You feel me? I'm mad that she shot her kids more than anything. But I'm madder about these motherfuckers over here on Wall Street who be getting away with fucking murder. All right, Michigan girl, what you think?
Man, I'm mad because
you mean everybody's
mad. I'm mad at the system, but I'm mad at her a little bit too, because it's one thing to get over, but damn it, you got a husband, y'all going trips around the world and doing all this bullshit, and single mothers that's trying to raise kids that may be working and ain't making enough money and struggling, and then they go see the bullshit, these things, whatever. Y'all say, oh, well, no, you made $10 too much, so we can't give you no food. That's this half and her husband traveling around the world living in a $1 million house, and then for 8 years, you straight getting over Section 8 food stamps and everything else. Oh, yeah, I'm mad at the system, but, yeah, I'm mad at that too, because them my tax dollars, and if I'm in need, I got to go through hell and hot water.
Are you mad at the tax dollars being used to bail out the fucking big banks?
Yeah, I'm mad about that too.
Are you equally incensed?
Yeah.
Okay, just making
because
sure.
I ain't getting nothing out of it either way. But see, I think the difference is that situation touches a little. I mean, it's a little bit more, because most people have been at some point when they might need some assistance or something, and you can't get it. You've been through hell and high water, and you like, how the hell do these people get over on the system for 8 years, and you can't even get it when you need it, and they traveling around the motherfucking world? Really, where they do that at?
Yeah, court records show that the couple gave money to charities and traveled around the world. They got to places like Turkey, Tel Aviv, and resorts in towns in Mexico.
Man, that's bullshit, and that ain't some bullshit.
Really though? Hold on, let me see what what's up, Rest?
Check you all.
All right, I'm going to check it right now. New Atlanta, what you think about that, homie?
Hey, go ahead, Fee. Tell what you feel, Fee. Hey, to be honest with you, man, I mean, I think anybody would get over the system, bro. Like, anybody would do that shit, man. That's how I feel. But, you know, like, I mean... I feel anybody will do that shit, bro.
If you can get over and get away with it, man, they gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? The system already fucked up anyway. All the way down on everything, man. You know what I'm saying? The nigga gonna do it and get over that shit and get away with it. I don't care if you making a million or you making $1 a year. They gonna do that shit regardless, man. They can see they get away, they gonna do it.
So are you upset about that fact that she did it and was getting away with it for 8 years? Does that make you mad inside?
I mean, shit, if we could get away with stealing gas for 8 years, I'm going to do that shit.
Yeah, I'm mad that she got, I ain't going to lie, I'm mad she got caught, bro, man.
You mad she got caught?
You mad she got caught? Okay. I'm just feeling like, man, okay, this is how I feel, real shit, man. If you getting it that good, but you know, I don't know who she knows that's who's in need of that shit. But you know, if she knows people that's in need of that shit, spread the wealth, man. Just don't hold it for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it said court records showed a couple gave money to charity. I mean, they gave back.
Oh well, shit. What the hell?
Y'all really justifying this crazy bitch getting fucking y'all sound like y'all mad. Y'all mad she got caught. Seriously? Y'all mad she got caught? Word. Oh man, these cats here, man.
Now,
hold on.
I wanted to say something about that woman killing her kids in the welfare office.
Yeah.
Man, it's like this, man. It's we having a spiritual warfare in the world, man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing but the devil, man. The devil get in your mind, and then you know, make folk go crazy, make folk go stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? Only thing I want to say about that, everybody needed to like, get on their knees and pray to God, man. Cause yeah, we at the end of the day, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit going crazy, man. Everything crashing, man. The devil trying to get in folk minds, and everybody going insane, doing stupid shit, man. You know what I mean? So everybody got to get their life right with the head of this world. You know what I mean? That's all I got to say about that.
All right. That's what you got to say about that. Hold on. Billy. Go ahead. Go ahead, Raph. I seen that story. Hold on. Let me say this. Billy Bat, what you think about that story, man? The chick getting...
Yeah,
getting
I came ready. Back. I'm on break. No, I don't know. I called in on the tail end of the conversation, so I don't know what's really going on. I just caught my early break, so... I haven't heard too much about it.
She's living in a $1.2 million mansion. Her husband is a chiropractor. They've been scamming the system since 2003, getting $1,200 a month in welfare Section 8 vouchers, and also... getting food stamps and state. That's what's been happening.
Why is she doing that if she's rich? I mean,
they beating the system.
I'm saying, that's stupid. I mean, that just shows you what, like, who she really is. I mean, she's just all about the dollars, you know.
They get over on people all the time. They let Wall Street run them up, nigga. Break the fucking country and then make us bail them out. Fuck them.
Because dig it like this, man. I work for Capital One, and I hear that shit all the time when I talk to my customers. You know, they don't want to pay their credit card bills because of the fact they're doing Occupy Wall Street. There's already been an Occupy Charleston here in this state that they're trying to do. They're trying to get 900 people to sign up and shit down here. And I'm just like, okay, why is there an Occupy Everything? You know, we already got like a bullshit mayor that's been the mayor for 35 years and been moving black people out of where I grew up at, where my mama grew up at, and moving white people in. And tore down my childhood and built condos for these white motherfuckers because the mayor's too damn lazy to try to open up some damn jobs for people who can't afford the houses. You know, they almost tore down my great-grandma's house that she passed away, God rest her soul. So it's just that, you know, it's just stupid, man. It's just like, I don't understand the point of really occupy everything. That's the way I see it. Next, you know, they're going to do like some
okay.
Occupy McDonald's or some shit, you know. I mean, overall, it's like this Occupy movement is starting to become like a real trend, and it's like,
okay.
And it's causing people to really lose out on money because you're not getting out there to work. You're just protesting on what may be pointless if you're not, if you know that you're not going to win in the end.
All right. So, okay, well, stand by real quick. All right,
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Okay, this is the thing. Real quick, I'm gonna go ahead and let me just say real quick once again. And I'm coming to the end of the show. And I got to end tonight because I have to be somewhere. All I'm gonna say is the lady who's getting the 1.2, the lady living in the $1.2 million mansion. You feel me? That's getting them that's getting them stamps. I'm not mad at her. I'm really not. I don't know how people should take that, but I'm not mad at her. Yes, she wrong. Yes, a lot of people who can get it, whatever. But one thing about it, if the other whatever plug she got that's letting her get that, it is what it is. The system slipped and she took advantage. Me personally, I'm gonna take advantage of the motherfucking system anytime these motherfuckers slip with me. They give these rich motherfuckers and give them out in the open it right in our motherfucking face. I'd be damned if I don't qualify for it. Bitch, if you give it to me, I'm going to take it, motherfucker, and I'm going to spin it. Straight up. Fuck you don't like it. I don't care what you think. Let them give me $1,200 right now. You think I ain't going to take it, nigga? Fuck you. Yeah, I'm not living in a $1.2 million mansion. I'm not, but I don't need that money to feel like a lot of other people do. But if you think they give it to me, you sit here and you can kid yourself and think I'm not gonna take it.
Oh no.
Hold on.
Really though?
Yeah. Okay. All right, man. Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show, man. We're coming up on the end of the hour. I really appreciate everybody tuning in. Hit me up on my Facebook page, man. Just type in Blizzum and Blizzum Chainless ENT. Rasparall's here. He just put a story on my page talking about mom who took porn shots of a child of her own kids, get 25 years, but I'm running out of time. I can't talk about that one. But we'll save that one for the next episode of
Really Though.
Right here on K1's Internet Radio, man. I had a great time. This was the first segment, but not the last segment of Really Though. We're going to do more of these where we talk about all this outrageous shit that be going on in the news. It's just crazy, man. We talked about a lot of good stuff. So if you missed the first part of it, man, make sure you tune in to the replay of this shit. It was great. Subscribe to the podcast. Follow me on Twitter, at Blizzum. Follow K100 Radio, at K100_radio. You dig? I'm getting ready to ride out. We're going to run this little promo, and then we're going to hit the highway. You dig? Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K100 Radio, man. I really appreciate it. I really do. All right? Hit me up, man. Later.
ATL Events and Extra Multimedia Group is a full-service multimedia and marketing company providing web design and hosting, graphic design, and email marketing for individuals and small business. Web design and hosting for as low as $500. Graphic design starting at $100. Email marketing for as low as $75. With a database of over 280,000 people and growing, you can't go wrong with ATL Events and Extra Multimedia Group. Call 770-896-5685. That's 770-896-5685 or visit TiaCulver.net. Get your business on the right track. ATL Events and Extra Multimedia Group.
This was the most controversial event of 2011. It hit media takeout, world star hip hop, even TMZ. Well, guess what, guys? We're back! It's the January 2012 Salute to DJs Awards Show. It's going down January 17th and 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Tickets are on sale now. Nominations are being taken now. Log on to www.salutethedjsawardshow.ning.com right now to send in your nominations for your favorite DJs.